occasionally, in a market that's moved here from the north and was not an indigenous southern chain, you'll find them selling donuts as crullers or twisted donuts as crullers. Mm-hmm. But that's not a term I knew till I was grown and married.
Crawler can mean just donut in general?
They sometimes call them that. They'll say fresh crawlers for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe they're making a mistake.
What about the ones with jelly in them?
A jelly donut.
And the little cake type of things that you eat, sweet, that you eat for breakfast?
Sweet rolls.
Any other name?
Well, it depends on the kind. You could have Danish sweet rolls. And they're flatter and rounder and larger. Cinnamon rolls are usually like little high biscuits rolled up with cinnamon and raisins.
Do they have to have cinnamon in it to be cinnamon rolls?
Or yes. I would never say that something was a cinnamon roll if it didn't have cinnamon and usually raisins and usually icing on the top.
What about the large?
Coffee cake.
Hmm?
Coffee cake.
Okay. And a sandwich like we had the other day, the long?
Po' boy.
Any other name?
Oh, yeah, but I don't think of them as being local. Submarines, they're sometimes mm-hmm. called, and poor boys, but poor boy seems like overdoing it.
What
we always call them po' boys.
Hero or hoagie? Or?
I've seen a hero and a hoagie shop in the north, in mm-hmm. New York, but I've never seen one here called that.
And what you smoke is?
Cigarette.
Any slang terms for cigarettes?
Weeds. Cancer sticks.
What do you call them? I think we discussed this once, but you were thirsty and you wanted a non-alcoholic beverage. You would ask for
a soft drink. I would probably ask for a cold drink. What kinds of cold drinks do you have? I wouldn't say Coke unless I meant a Coca-Cola. And I wouldn't say a root beer or anything like that. Now, my grandfather would have said a sarsaparilla, regardless of what it was. Just kind of teasing us.
On the, where was the stress on that cold?
Cold drink. It's sort of double stress. You don't say a cold drink and you don't say a cold drink exactly, but it's, would you like a cold drink? I guess it's a little more on the drink.
Yeah.
And that means a carbonated one. It doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily mean anything cold. It doesn't mean iced tea. That wouldn't be a cold drink.
Mm-hmm. What about soft drink?
Soft drink came into use here, and so I might very well say it now, but I wouldn't have as a child.
What do you,
And I would never say a soda pop. We never used that at all, although other children from other places
did. That always sounded so corny to me.
Yeah, soda pop always sounded corny to me,
yeah,
too.
Like Jeep Willikers or something like
yes.
that. Any other names for wine besides the trade name?
For wine. Well, old homemade wines they used to call Sweet Lucy.
Sweet Lucy?
Uh-huh.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea, but I know the old sweet homemade wines
mm-hmm.
were called Sweet Lucy.
Hmm.
And although I've never had anything I would call Sweet Lucy because I've never had any homemade wine except some my sister made that was terrible.
What about beer? Anything?
What do they call beer? Suds. Call it by brand names a lot. People would say, give me a cold Lone Star.
Have you ever heard of a kind of a real cheap wine, like a wino's wine, called Red Dagger?
No. No, people over here would drink something like cooking sherry or something that was really cheap and terrible. And I don't think they have special names for it, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of them drink stuff like Ripple and those horrible things.
Boone's Farm,
apple wine, yeah. The cheaper the better.
The strawberry wine is what really gets me. I mean, strawberry doesn't seem like a